April, we see the beginning of the fall season. Not autumn. What we see is the fall of Venus from the western evening sky. It starts out slow, but even so, the fall is making Venus go through phases, and if you have a small telescope, you'll see them. Venus starts out with about 48% of its disk lit, and that drops to 27% as the month goes by. However, Venus is getting closer to us, and so its diameter and brightness increase. But even if you don't have a telescope, if you have binoculars and can hold them very steady, you can probably make out its crescent shape. Venus is getting ready to swoop between Earth and the Sun. That'll happen on June 5th when we get a rare treat, namely Venus performing what's called a transit right across the face of the Sun, and that will be spectacular. On April 15th, Earth laps Saturn in the orbital race. On that day, the Sun, Earth, and Saturn will all be in a line. When this happens with one of the outer planets, we call it opposition because the planet appears directly opposite the Sun in the sky. Consequently, the planet does the opposite of the Sun. It rises around sunset, and it's up all night. You can spot it, namely Saturn, in the east, close to and just a little bit higher than the bright star Spica, which represents an ear of grain, probably wheat, held by Virgo, the Virgin. And speaking of Virgo, this constellation is famous for its incredible collection of more than 1,000 galaxies, which are known as the Virgo Cluster. The Virgo Cluster is a neighbor of the cluster of galaxies that includes the Milky Way. Our cluster is called, appropriately, the Local Group. The Virgo Cluster has at least 20 times as many galaxies as the Local Group, and its combined gravity is so strong, we're actually being drawn toward it. Now, we can't see the Virgo Cluster with our naked eye, but it does stretch across an area of sky that's very wide as 10 full moons. If you look above Saturn and Spica, you'll see Arcturus. This is a large orange star that's the brightest in the constellation Bootes, the herdsman. Arcturus's name comes from ancient Greek meaning guardian of the bear. And no wonder, it's very close to the Big Dipper, which is part of Ursa Major, the Great Bear. If you follow the curve of the Dipper's handle, it'll take you right to Arcturus. That is, if you follow the curve away from the bowl of the Dipper, it'll take you to Arcturus. The saying in astronomy circles is, arc to Arcturus, because that's one way to find the star. The full moon rises the night of April 6th. This moon has been known by several Algonquin Indian names, such as the pink moon for the carpet of flowering ground phlox that appears in early spring, or the full sprouting grass moon, the egg moon, and in coastal areas, the full fish moon, because mid-April was the time of the shad spawning runs. It travels the night sky close to Spica and Saturn. That's all for now, and happy star watching.